right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. And this is a show where we look at the ins and outs of technology, the ups and downs, and trying to make sense of technology. And today we are going to look at the importance of technology, but with a human hand, with a human face. You know that yesterday we were looking at technology, from a health side of it, the type of complications and the health consequences that technology will have on human beings if its use is not regulated, and if technology's use is not regulated, we might have a health crisis, where people are, most people are depressed and most people are, stressed and anxious, because devices are not working, Wi-Fi is off, or maybe people are not commenting on your social media posts. Somebody else's post is 1,000, or somebody has 2,000 to 3,000 followers, you only have 20, and it seems that your numbers on social media, are not increasing. And when you put something on Facebook, nobody is only few comments. Maybe after an hour, you come and check, you just 3 comments. 3 shares, 1 like, and this, the people that comment you, they comment on your post are the ones that commented on the post that you put again 2 hours ago. No one is laughing at your comment. No one is, laughing at your joke. You are cracking a joke, but everybody's quiet, not even a smile. That on social media contributes to a lot of anxiety. It contributes to a lot of anxiety because you feel like you are nothing. You feel reduced. And most people who, it becomes easy for them to lose their identity because they feel like if people don't comment on my post, if they don't share it, if they don't like it, it does not mean, or it means people, it means I'm not doing anything. So you result into, bullying because people enjoy negative in your messages. People enjoy negative information, negative discussions that are not, leading to any, anything constructive. Most people lose it. But I want to tell you that, if you post something constructive on social media, even on Twitter, it will not really have much, attention. It will not really draw much attention than if you post something that is more confrontational. Like I said yesterday, if you say Eagle FM exposed, or Franz Nangela of Eagle FM exposed, that headline, everybody wants to know what Eagle FM has done, and just to find out, we are advertising Lela, we are advertising Lela Pay, for example, just an example. Or I'm somebody said Franz Nangela exposed, and just to go through to open is something else. Because we like to expose each other on social media. So we like to expose each other. Those are the type of, news that we enjoy. But all that is detrimental. People who are doing all these things are suffering from a certain stress disorder. People who are busy, bullying each other on social media, they are going through a social media type of you know, addiction that has led them into a disorder. And it's a problem. And if technology is not regulated, we are going to have much more of that. And, you know, it will spill over and it will become a mental, you know, a mental health crisis. That's a mental health crisis that is, you know, drawn from social media. How many women or men or girls that are being bullied, that are being threatened on social media, and that, you know, works to their nerves, and then it affects their, you know, practical daily life. So that's what we have been talking about yesterday. But later on, if you feel like you want to contribute to that, of course, well, the lines will be open, and the number in studio is 083-288-4001. That is the number we will be using. It's our usual number. You can also send a message on, you know, Lela Pay. You can send a message. You can send your message, your comment on Lela, or your question on Lela. Then we'll be able to, you know, we'll be able to have it. Now, today we say, and yesterday when I was concluding, I was saying, if technology is allowed to be the Messiah of human beings, or not really the Messiah, but the God that, you know, human beings worship technology, then things will spill out of, you know, order. I think a human being must be at the forefront, must control, must be in charge of what is going on. We must be in charge. Now, today we are going to look at the human side, how a human being is very important, you know, in technology. And we are going to look at, you know, the 2020, the March lockdowns, when the whole world was shut, you know, the gates of the borders were shut. People resorted to Zoom meetings and to online shopping. You know, people resorted to Zoom meetings and to online shoppings and to, you know, collaborating software such as, you know, Teams, WhatsApp, and all that. And then there was, you know, we are now getting used to say, I'm working from home, and I'm not working from the office. I'm working from home. And work from home is a norm, which is very good. You know, the other time we only focused on the pros of working from home, but there is a side, there is a you know, negative side of it. Know of working from home. And yesterday, when we were talking about the health consequences of, you know, technology, which is inappropriately, you know, used, which is not used appropriately, which is not, you know, used in a balanced way, we were looking at the consequences that we will face as society if everything about us become artificial, you know, if everything about us becomes digital. There is an element of us that will really suffer, and that will result into psychological, you know, and emotional imbalances. Because when you are working from home, and you are using a work phone, for example, you have everything, you no longer know the difference between your house or your time, family time, and work time. So everything is mixed up. And you might suffer, you know, you might have somehow you might have somewhat of a kind of a confused schedule, you know, if you like, because you no longer have, there is no distinction between your work and your house as far as time is concerned. So you would mix, you know, time, unless you are really very disciplined. And discipline is not a character that, or it's not a trait that everybody has. But the office, you know, the office commands some respect. You know, the office command, the physical office commands some, you know, some discipline, or instills some discipline, because I know I'm at work, because I'm at the office. I remember when, you know, we were having a case here in August 2020. The issue of working from home was really problematic to me, you know, because naturally I'm not used to staying in the house. You know, I'm an out person. You know, I know when I go out and I come back, you know, it helps me. So this was somehow moving into my, you know, psychological makeup, you know, because I'm disconnected from office and, you know, the feel is different. But when we came back to the office, I started to feel, you know, I have a feel that, okay, now I'm at work. Okay, maybe I'm old school. You know, this is, I don't want to justify this. Maybe I'm an old school guy. But when you are at the office, you know that you are knocking off and you are going home, your mind react differently, you know, and you know that now I'm getting in a cab or I'm in a car, I am approaching the office, your mind orientates itself to the office environment. And that also contributes to, you know, efficiency and effective work and productive work with you and your colleagues. Now, when you are at home and you are working and you are dealing with emails, for example, and communicating via messages, and you might really, you are likely to misquote one another, and there is likely to be a conflict because you are not physically with a person, so, and you might not really know the intentions of the other person, what the person really means, you know? What the person is trying to mean. Because when you read the text, you don't have a guarantee that what the person is, what the person wrote is what they really mean. So, but when you are physically with a person, you tend to have a mutual understanding. You see, you tend to have, a mutual understanding when you are connected physically. And that's where it comes to say technology with a human face, with a human touch. There must be a human touch to it. Okay, if we can have the tools and tools that can make us work apart, but there must be a time when we are, you know, in touch, you know, physically as human beings. Because if you become totally disconnected, that will, you know, we might be productive, but then it will, you know, it will have an impact somewhere, somehow on our lives, and on the work itself. And that's why even large companies like Google and others, Amazon, they are now changing. They are now changing. They are now asking their employees to work, you know, from the office, or to come back to the office, because they realize that, you know, there is a need for a physical presence of a human being. You know, there is a need for a physical presence of a human being. I think we underestimate a human being, and we are now overestimating tools. You know, what tools are coming to do, and what a human being, or what the involvement of a human being. Now, when it comes to, you know, also family, you end up being disconnected from everyone, because you wake up, maybe you have a tight schedule. By the time your mother or father wants to talk to you, you are sleeping because we have been working the whole day, the whole night. And by the time you wake up, you know, it's just a matter of just eating a little bit and then go back. When people are trying to talk to you, they are distracting you because you have a tight schedule, you have a calendar, you have a work calendar that you want to, you know, you have a work calendar that you want to, you know, to, how can I say, you want to achieve. There's a schedule in the calendar of goals that you want to achieve. And that will mean that you might be disturbed by, you know, conversation. Somebody want to have a conversation. Or, you know, sometimes there is a family meeting and you will not be able to attend. Or they say, you know, some places where, you know, there are chances where you might even just say, okay, let me just send the money. Let me just send the money. I will just EFT. You know, but people need, you know, more than that. People need more than that. And, you know, they are projecting, or there are projections that, you know, empathy might be a commodity in the world to come, because most people will be so much apart, because everybody will be on their own device. Everything is 3D printed. Imagine when you are in the world where, you know, even food is 3D printed. You have 3D printers everywhere. That you order pizza, you 3D print it, and all that. So nobody is moving to where. It's just a matter of messages. And then that pizza is landed. Or maybe 3D printing is too much of an exaggeration here, if you like. But we say maybe order. When you order, there is a message that comes to you that, okay, we are at the gate. You swipe. Maybe it's a robotic, you know, agent that is dropped your food. So you just enter your PIN there. You get your pizza and cold drink. You go back inside. So that world is a sophisticated world. You know, if you like, it's a sophisticated world, but it's a quiet world because there is no human to human interaction. And once that, you know, is gone from a human being, then a human being is prone to be sick. Because once that interaction where you can talk, nobody's talking to one another, the people are not talking to one another physically, then, you know, then a human being will be, you know, in a very difficult state. So a human being, in as much as tools and technologies are very important, a human being is very important too. And we just continuation from, you know, from yesterday. You know, it is, of course, 3 minutes to 11:30. And 11:30, we'll be going for a commercial break. Then from there, we'll continue to have a conversation, you know, to have a conversation to say, look, as a human being, we need, because we need Ubuntu, we say Ubuntu, but then, of course, technology with Ubuntu, you know, technology with Ubuntu, that okay, fine, you are sophisticated, but you still know that, okay, I am who I am today because of another human being. I am a human being because of other people. I am a person because of other people. You see? I am a human being because of other people. So we are going for a short break. Then we'll continue the other side of the commercial break.
Hello, Namibia. Endera pamwenate muyuni walelapay. Lelapay onkara ompu wama futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkara wongodi hokata vuru okutuminako omatumaraka we agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa no kutura mombepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko lelapay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka we mombepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelapay nenge utire moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goye. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goye giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe, nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo dorandatu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lelapay oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lelapay ko Play Store nenge ko
has a drop of fuel, but I need to get my municipal bill at the post office. What do I do now?
Well, Ongodiva Town Council has just the solution, as it has commenced issuing municipal bills electronically through SMSs and emails, while gradually phasing out the traditional method of sending bills through post mails. Ongodiva residents with municipal accounts are expected to visit the office to verify and update their information during working hours from Monday to Friday before 30 June 2022. Property owners should bring along certified copies of their identity document and water bills. Receive your municipal bill on time and pay for services delivered for continued maintenance and development of Ongodiva Town. For further information, please contact our office at 065-233-700 or email us at inquiry@otc.com.na.
App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari, eto turamo o mauthemba goe. Indako kajato koe ki mariwa, eto turako o shimariwa, to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana o kuturamo o mauthemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini, o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto sindimpoka pashangwa send, utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe, otari turu wako Eagle FM, imba, Lelapay, nenge, ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito, yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital.etomalite.com, notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndisi, tuzengera nena kono rahetatu imwe, mbari nora, ndatongoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge kono rahetatu imwe, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne, no nora yeriari. Lelapay, yimo nena, nena, tai adika ko App Store, noko Google Play Store.
All right, we continue. So the question is, you know, okay, before we go to the question, because and I'm just trying to broaden this conversation because not all of us are, you know, when we talk about office, not all of us, you know, have, are in, you know, get to the office. And that's why I'm trying to put it also into a family. Now imagine you have four children in the house. And everyone has a phone. These children, if that is not controlled, they might stop playing with each other as children. You know, just that playing. And we know already that in a growth of children, playing, physically playing, interacting with others, contributes a lot to the growth of, you know, a child. So when children are not playing, because now they are, you know, on their devices, whether watching cartoons or playing games, you know, part of their lives is being destroyed. Actually, 99% of their life is being destroyed. It's only 1% that is being built or constructed. Because this person will be, you know, knowledgeable in how to operate, you know, the devices and how to play game, but this person will not be sociable. So, and a human being a social being, that already, when a human being is no longer sociable, if there's such a word, then that human being is in a state, in a different state, in a dangerous, very dangerous state, because people become more selfish, they become more anxious, you know, and they become stressed and moody, because maybe certainly they are not getting, you know, they are not getting the game right, or they are not winning. So they become anxious. But if there is a regulation, you know, to say, okay, we switch off this thing, then the children are allowed to play, you know, it gives them another perspective of life, and a different understanding about other people, about other children. When they are given, you know, an opportunity to play, it gives them, you know, to understand, you know, other people, the other side. And also to, you know, they benefit from the wisdom. They benefit from the wisdom and the creation, the creativity of others, when this other person, they contribute in their playing, and they tend to learn. So if that is not done, then we'll have a society, you know, that is, you know, problematic. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, you know, of course, we will have to advance. Advancement is inevitable. You know, technological advancement and development is inevitable. But how do we make sure that we balance so that humanity may not be destroyed? You know, that humanity, that the character of humanity within ourselves. You know, the Ubuntu lifestyle, of course, it has been destroyed already by development, where, you know, we are now nuclear family, and in most cases we just don't care about the other person. It's not just me, my wife, and my children, cousins, nephews, So it's about me, myself, and I. You know, that thing, we are already seeing, you know, the negative impact that will have, that is already having on our lives. But how do we develop without destroying, without destroying our trade as social beings and as loving beings, as kind beings, as caring beings, and as sharing beings? How do we, you know, technologically advance, you know, but at the same time, you know, being empathetic to either nature or to ourselves, you know? Because, you see, when you cannot disconnect, you know, when you cannot disconnect, when there is no knock-off time, you know, what we do here is, I come and I go. And by the time I come back, like, I do two shows, tech and home run. By the time I come back to home run, I come back refreshed and with a new, you know, mind and you know, approach. But imagine if one person was talking the whole day, you know, even if they were so strong, something could go wrong with their mind because they don't have a time, you know, they don't have time of disconnecting. And most of the time we don't realize the negative impact this have when we are all the time online, social media, updating this, updating that. And we don't have a time, you know, to say, let me put my phone down to just go and take a walk. Or let me go to a gym. You know, let me go and do exercise. Let me go and, let me go and, you know, have a cup of tea somewhere. You know, let me go and have a cup of, you know, a glass of wine somewhere. Or let me go to church. Or let me go to, you know, yoga or whatever. But if we are all, when the moment we are all the time on social media and all the time on television, all the time on that, when we don't have a time, you know, of disconnecting, we will lose the perspective of the other side of life. And then we'll become imbalanced. You know, and that will, you know, draw us down emotionally. And then it will have a psychological impact on us. So when you don't have, for me, I still believe that an office is still very important. You know, working from home is very important. But I believe that an office is very, very important because it gives you time. You know, when you are in the office, the environment is different. When you come to the house, the environment is different. And even if you say, okay, I'm not done, I'm going to continue from home doing this, you know that you disconnected, you know, sometimes, and then you are now connecting, you are refreshed. But if the environment is all the same throughout, that will have an impact on you as a human being. So if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. You know, how do we develop? Is it possible for us to develop without disconnecting from nature and from each other? Is that important? You know, is that possible for us to develop without being disconnected, you know, from one another, without, you know, there are people that are very much educated, professor, a doctor, you know, but you still find them, you know, drinking omagongo there, and, you know, you still find them sitting with people and chatting. But there are others, once they got one or two certificates, you know, you need to book for an appointment. They become so complicated. You know, and they become so complicated. They become so unapproachable. And, but there are those who say, no, I'm still this person that will go and, you know, play soccer there and watch soccer, you know. But it seems that it's very difficult, you know. And most of us, when we get one or two devices, oh, you know, we will not, even eating becomes a problem. We don't even want to eat because, I mean, you know, you want to eat via, if it was possible, the food must be sent, you know, via Bluetooth. Because standing up and making a cup of tea wastes time. So you want, if it were possible, for the food to be, for you to just download your food if you were connected to internet, you could just download the food, you know, it goes directly into the stomach without you having done anything, because you feel that, you know, when you stand up to make a cup of coffee, you know, some people, when you see them standing up, they must know that Wi-Fi is not working or something is wrong with the device that time. But even computers that we have, you know, once a computer has been on for a long time. Certain functions, you know, certain applications will start to malfunction. So you either need to restart it or shut it down for some time, leave it, and then switch it on, switch it back on, then it will start functioning well. So that what does that tell you? That if a processor, if something non-living can malfunction for the fact that it has been on for a long time, then it means that a human being, it will even go more worse when you have no time to reflect, you know, when you have no time to rest, when you have no time, you know, to disconnect because, you know, you have, you know, you are all the time on devices and with gadgets. Even phones. Sometimes you want to text a message, you want to send a text message, it is not opening. The message is not opening. But once you refresh the screen, that's why there is what we call refreshing the screen or refreshing the page, because something is malfunctioning. It has been on for a long time. And we also know if you do sound, you know, even if you have a very powerful sound system, you need, there are certain things that need to be replaced over a period of time. You know, things like cables needs to be replaced. And if you are having, you know, a mixer or, you know, whatever is on, you will see that, you know, you will need to be switching it off so that it at least cools. You know, it should cool down, because otherwise you might destroy that fan, because that fan will over, you know, the capacitors will overheat and then they will blow up. And those who play music, you know that the music instrument of now, of today, like the keyboards that are made, especially the Yamaha series, once you leave it on, after sometimes, you know, 30 minutes or so when it is just on, you will see that it will shut itself down. It will switch itself off. There is that function that after 30 minutes, it will switch itself off, and then you switch it back on. That is a function that has been put there to, you know, so that the machine can rest. And what does that tell you? It tells you that a human being will malfunction when you are disconnected from, you know, other human beings. You will start to malfunction when you are just connected to, you know, when your life is just run by devices, and even your sleep will be affected. You will start to disintegrate emotionally. But once you take a rest, and that's why even at offices, they have lunch hour. You know, you may not necessarily have something to eat, but that 1 hour where you sit and either you can read one or two books totally different from, you know, what you were doing inside the office there, it gives you some time of, you know, refreshment. It gives you some time of, you know, it gives you some times of refreshment so that you are able to, you know, to rest. Right, like I said, the question is, you know, is it really possible for us to develop or to advance without us disconnecting from nature, you know, from our natural way of life? Is that possible for us to use technology without disconnecting, you know, from nature? Or does technology mean the end of our trade as human being, you know, the end of kindness, the end of, you know, love, the end of, you know, we only enjoy love digitally. But that face-to-face connection, does it mean it will end somewhere in the near future? Right, let's go for a short break and we'll be right back to continue. We are almost in our final minutes of our show, but if you want to be part of the conversation, you can call in and we will be having you on air.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Owuli omunangeshefa nowahala okushivitha omayakulo yoye okupitila mohulike radio station yoye yo Eagle FM enyamukulo olongaha ningi kwatafano na Monica koshikondo shoipindi konora 8171 4116 that is 081-7147-116 mombelewa konora 8 3 2 3 4 3 nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Here I have to really confess, because I was, I'm caught off guard. There is actually a 44th, briefing on COVID-19 that is going to take place in 8 minutes' time. We might expect, one or two changes, or it could be that maybe the current status in terms of, the COVID-19 pandemic measures, will be maintained. We are yet to hear from the president at 12. That's an announcement that, of course, I'm making, so that you, of course, that we'll be crossing over from there for the 44th COVID-19, briefing. That's a national briefing. Right. And, of course, the time that we have 7 minutes to go, to that, to cross over. But all we are saying is that, you know, technology should be accompanied with, you know, should be accompanied by humanity, you know, human hands, human, you know, to human communication is also very, very important. Because otherwise, if everybody just sits, imagine a world where, you know, people don't meet face to face. Even, you know, when you are working from home as colleagues and there's a WhatsApp communication, you might fight on a group for a simple thing. But because you are not face to face in a meeting, you will not understand the intentions of the other person, why they are saying what they said. So you think that you are being provoked while you were just being, you know, why it was just a proposal. You will view it as a provocation. Why are you talking to me like that? But when you are in a meeting face to face, you tend to really get the expression, the real person, because you have the person in front of you. You are sitting around the table. You give in your view. They're giving their view. You know, you give in your view. They're giving their view. But when you are far apart, you know, when you are far apart and it's all about email communication, message communication, you will think your boss is rude. You know, you will think your boss is inconsiderate. You will think your boss is that or this. But when you are sitting with him on a table, or maybe if he calls you and you talk over the phone, or you meet in person, even phone call conversation, we can misunderstand each other. But when you are meeting face to face, you say, no, but I meant this. I meant that. That's when you start to understand this. Oh, but how did it get to this word, to this, you know, how did it get this far? How did we get there? How did it get where we, you know, how did we get to that level where we even say, if you want to go, go, I don't care. So because somebody misunderstood a statement, you know, on the page, on the work page, what the person meant, what the person was saying, it didn't mean the way you took it, you know, the way you understood it. So it's very, very important. You know, in as much as we are advancing, it's also very important to maintain that human, you know, closeness, that human touch, human, you know, face-to-face communication is very important. And that's why I respect, you know, the office, and I respect face-to-face meeting. I respect, if there is a fight, it must be direct. You know, you, me listening to you, you listening to me, you get the clear impression of what I'm, you get my clear expression, the other person gets the clear, you know, I get their clear expression, than fighting over the phone, because you end up rambling. But when you come to meet, what you are fighting is not, does not even exist. You know, this is not what the person meant. You misunderstood the person, or the person misunderstood you. And then at the end of the day, you start wondering, how did it get this way? You know, how did it get here? How did we get here? Thus, it's very important. Technology, we love it, and, you know, and it makes work easier. It enhances productivity, but let there be a human touch. You know, let there be a human hand. Let the technology not be so autonomously used to, you know, divide a human being from another human being, or even from nature itself. We should use it to build society, you know. We should use it to build society and to advance whatever goals that we want to achieve with a human being in mind. So devices, we shouldn't get to the point where you are forced to choose between, you know, Facebook and your brother, or you are forced to choose between, you know, a game that you are playing with your sister or your fellow human being. A few seconds before I say goodbyes, we'll be having, of course, we'll be having a break. And let me say, you know, it's a goodbye from me. And we are going to meet again tomorrow. And of course, we will be crossing over to the 44th COVID-19, you know, briefing. That's always done, you know, after 30 days. We just want to hear what is going to be, what are the changes, you know.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up, get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
All right. You know, this is, of course, my colleague Dwight's time. Because Dwight is gone to, you know, the state house there, and they did not yet. It seems that they are starting now.